You're listening to The Sports Moment.
March 6th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The high school basketball playoffs heated up last night at the old Roosevelt Gym, the Otter Fieldhouse, as the Fergus Falls boys basketball team opened the postseason tournament with a thrilling 68-66 win over the Ricoree Spartans. And the Otters will now move on to take on the top-seeded Alexandria Cardinals in the semifinals on Friday night. I did get Matt Johnson on the horn today. We talked about the atmosphere at the Roosevelt Gym for that playoff game.
Yeah, it was electric. What a fun place to play. Yeah, you're talking to the Ricoree coaches a little bit before the game, and they walked in with big eyes, and were pretty excited to get to play there. And then you go through the game, and you get to feel the energy. As usual, Otter Nation showed up and gave us great support and great encouragement throughout the game. But yeah, it's a really fun place to play, and playoff basketball is just different. And for kids to get to experience that in that environment is special. It's some of those memories that you're building. I think as a head coach, one of your goals every year is to give kids memories they'll have the rest of their lives, and I think last night was certainly one of those. Great momentum builder for our team and our program, and a fun night of basketball.
And Matt, Ricoree got off to a great start, and when you're on the road and the underdog, it's really important to get a good start to the game, and Ricoree did exactly what they had to do.
Yeah, I mean, somebody told me they hit 8 threes in the first 10 minutes of the game, which is about as spectacular of a shooting displays you'll see. And some of that was they made shots, and some of it is we gave them really good shots to take. And I thought we called the timeout. I think we were down 31-19. Called the timeout and talked defensively about a couple of things. And I thought our kids really dug in, did a better job of keeping the ball in front. We say win your one-on-one. And I thought our guys did a better job of that. But yeah, Ricoree had a nice game plan coming in and executed it well, and I thought our kids' response to their hot start was really, we talk about toughness a lot with our guys and what toughness is and looks like, and responding to a team when they have the best 8-minute stretch of their entire season. How do you respond to that? And I thought our kids did a great job of digging in. I was really proud of their effort to respond to that.
Well, the Otters fought back. You did get the 10-point lead on the board late in the game, but you just don't get too comfortable in a playoff game, even when you're up 10 late.
No, we've learned, and I think it's not abnormal, but with this team, we tend to make it a little more exciting down the stretch than we'd maybe like to. And again, some of the credit goes to Ricoree for making shots, but we had a couple of turnovers there late that weren't great. But our response to those turnovers was phenomenal. And so instead of hanging our heads or getting frustrated, our kids responded with hustling back. And we had a couple of blocks late in the game. Henry had 2 blocks that were incredible and just 100% effort. And whether you make a mistake or not, responding, moving on to the next play, I thought our kids did a really good job of that. So yeah, it was fun one, fun finish. Our kids made some shots. I thought, you know, Ryan Hurst to get us going in the game offensively was really good. And then Henry, the second half, he does, and he carried the second half, really good. Both scoring and spraying the ball. He had a couple of passes that led to buckets that were really big. So I thought he had one of his best halves of the year.
So the reward for getting the victory, and the Otters improved to 14-13 on the year with the win, is a matchup with the top-seeded Alexandria Cardinals. Matt, they've beaten you twice this year. What is the formula to beat Alexandria?
Well, I don't know that there's an easy formula. I know that. You're going to have to play a clean game. I think it starts with taking care of the basketball. They do a great job of turning you over, and then they really, really make you pay for those turnovers. Many of them end up being live ball turnovers at the top of the key. Well, those are run out layups and dunks. And so starts with taking care of the basketball. If you can do that, I think you have a chance. But you're going to have to make tough shots. They're long, they're athletic, they defend. They have a unique zone that makes it hard to move the ball and find clean looks. And so you're gonna have to make tough shots. And then defensively, they create a ton of problems. They have six kids that can really score. You know, going into our last game with them, I thought, okay, there's one or two kids that I'm willing, you know, if you're picking your poison, I'm willing to let that kid maybe get a couple cleaner looks if it means the other kids don't. And then that kid went 5 for 5 from three. Okay, well, okay, picked the wrong poison that night. I think you have to figure out what you want to take away and what you're willing to live with on that given night. They're too good and too talented to think you can take everything away. So I think we'll have to scheme that, and that's what we've got the next 48 hours for. Got a great coaching staff, lean on Brad and Ryan and Taylor and Keith to advise us along the way, and we'll put our heads together and see what we can come up with.
Otters and Cardinals, Section 8-3A semifinal, 7 o'clock Friday night at Alexandria, and we'll see how it plays out. Of course, the Otter girls have a section championship date with the Alexandria girls tomorrow night in Detroit Lakes at 7 o'clock with a state tournament berth on the line. Semifinals on tap tonight at Concordia College in Moorhead in Section 8-2A girls play. It'll be Perham against Barnesville. That's a number one seed against a number four. And number two seed Pelican Rapids will take on number six Holly in the other semifinal at 7:30 at Concordia. Holly advanced with that 48-27 upset of number three seed Monaga, and Pelican Rapids survived a three overtime scare from Frazee in their quarterfinal matchup. Should be a couple of great games at Concordia tonight. Section 6A, the North Subsection Championship, will feature the number one seed Park Christian School against number two seed Underwood at the Hive in Perham at 7 o'clock. And the South Subsection Final will feature number one seed Hancock against number two seed Breckenridge at Minnewaska Area High School in Glenwood. Well, Pemberton Law Firm is one of the sponsors of our podcast, and Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. They serve you from four different locations in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and always online at pemlaw.com. And of course, we're getting close to summer fun on the water, and Lake Area Docks and Lifts has five convenient locations throughout Lakes Area to serve you as you get ready for summer fun. Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Big night in the Twin Cities tonight as the Gopher men's basketball team will close out their home season on the Big Ten schedule as they have the Indiana Hoosiers in town. Indiana beat the Gophers back on January 12th, 74-62. That snapped a seven-game Gopher win streak. Minnesota is coming off a 75-70 win over Penn State on Saturday. They are 9-9 in the Big Ten, 18-11 overall. And we'll see if they can get over the 500 mark in Big Ten play when they play Indiana tonight at Williams Arena. And while the Gopher men are playing at Williams Arena, the Gopher women are going to be playing at Target Center because that is the site of the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament. And that's going on through Sunday. Big Ten regular season champion Ohio State is the number one seed, and high-powered Iowa, led by the NCAA's all-time leading scorer, Caitlin Clark, enters the tournament as the number two seed. They split the season series after the Iowa beat Ohio State last Sunday. Now, the hometown Minnesota Golden Gophers are the number 11 seed. They will play number 14 Rutgers tonight. And if they win, they'll advance to play number 5 Michigan on Thursday night. The tournament has been sold out for weeks in anticipation of Caitlin Clark playing in that Big Ten tournament at Target Center. And we are a week away from the deadline for the Vikings to come to agreement with Kirk Cousins on a contract extension. If they don't, then Cousins will be a free agent, and it will be a very slim chance that he would come back to Minnesota if they don't get it done before next Wednesday. And that'll do it for our podcast today. Good luck to all the area teams who are competing in this section tournament activity that is going on every night this week. And we'll get you all the updates tomorrow on tonight's games and preview a very busy Thursday slate as well. Thanks for joining us for Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson.
You've been listening to the Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.